It is a Tech Tuesday, my friend Bill. And I don't know how tech savvy you are, but each and every Tuesday we talk to Bridget Carey, CNET senior editor and host of the CNET Update. Hello, Bridget.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. I have an Apple question for you. Apple is rumored to be coming out with new MacBook Pros in June. There's a big Apple conference that's coming up in June. I found out this information on CNET. My question to you is, if I'm thinking about buying a MacBook Pro, should I just wait till the new one comes out in June because the one that's currently out will be reduced in price?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because the new one is going to have, you know, some sort of extra special spec on, you know, whether it's the screen or something that doesn't really matter. You want to make sure that you get the one that's out now cheaper. So yes, I would hang tight for a month. It's coming up very soon, and you know, so yeah, definitely hang tight.
You can wait a month, Wendy.
I've waited this long. I can't even get in. When I signed up for Xbox One for my 13-year-old, I use my email address, and now he has somehow taken over the administrative duties of my laptop. So when I go to click on pictures and such, it says, please check with your administrator, and I scream at it, I am the administrator. Aren't you having something problem like that, too? You can't click on things?
Yeah, I've given up. I just use a magic slate. It's easier for me. You know what, Bridget? I wish Amazon had food. Will that happen in our lifetimes? Probably not, right? That's impossible.
Oh, your dreams can come true.
What?
Perhaps in a week or two.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so that's the latest report. They are working on making their own brand of snack foods, like their own generic food line. So you can get nuts and coffee and vitamins and baby food from Amazon, perhaps. It's something that isn't exactly foreign to Amazon. They've already made different kinds of products under their own brand. For example, on the tech side, you can get Amazon-branded cords and mice and batteries, but you don't eat those. So this will be interesting to
see. Speak for yourself, Bridget. If I'm hungry, I'll take a munch. Now, so will they actually be making them themselves, or is it other companies making it and they're just stamping their name on these products?
Exactly that, where it's a generic brand, and it'll be cheaper because they'll have, you know, they'll be able to take a bigger bite of the profit. And from the reports, because it's not official yet, it sounds like they'll make this only for people who have Prime. So that's that $100 yearly subscription. It makes you feel cool because you can do something that someone else can't.
Yeah. Hey, it's totally worth it, Bridget. If you order 10 items, even 5 items on Amazon, that Prime is totally worth it to me.
Hey, I love it. So, yeah, even though I'm a little silly about it, I do find it helpful if you do order a lot. You know, and obviously their goal is to get more people to use it. And they're also going back to selling something that they had problems with. It's not just food. It's also some household items like diapers. If you remember, a few months back, Amazon did launch its own line of diapers and baby wipes, and they had to pull it because, well, it was just, they just weren't made right. It was
a
stinky little design. Yeah.
Oh.
So
Amazon Grime.
Going back. They're going back to trying to laundry detergent under their brand name and diapers again. So we'll see how this works out.
All right. Speaking of Amazon Prime, I met someone who said, oh, you've got to do this Tidal. That's the Jay-Z music thing, much like Spotify. Although Tidal, to get a playlist going, I think is $20 a month. Spotify is about 10 something a month. But Amazon Prime, are you aware of all the great songs you can get if you're a Prime member?
My husband loves it.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, you can get a lot of great music. Here's a funny thing. Let's say you share Prime with one family account for all the delivery, because obviously, you know, you can share the delivery perks.
Which we do.
You can't exactly share with different passwords the music perks. So for me to get the music perks, I have to use my husband's, you know, login, and he doesn't care, you know. So that's something to keep in mind, too. But there's music, and Prime also has books, e-books that you can access.
Yep.
And obviously its own version of Netflix. So, yeah, and they're just coming out with their own version of YouTube now to grow their, you know, video. So it's just becoming one big, giant, you know, company for everything. Get your nuts, get your diapers, get your video.
That's their new slogan.
Get your nuts.
The FCC
with
is
us.
Not happy about it either.
Hey, we have a question, Bridget, and it's a good one. Linda's on the line. Hi, Linda. This is Bridget Carey from CNET.
Hi, I love Bridget, CNET, and both you and Bill.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question about the different cloud services. I have on my desktop computer synced to my phone and my laptop about 5 different cloud services. Is it necessary to have all those? Is there a problem with having all those? I'm speaking of like Dropbox, Amazon Cloud, Google Drive, iCloud, et cetera, et cetera.
I think there's no problem other than the fact that it can feel like your stuff is everywhere and you might go a little crazy remembering where you put everything. Every tech company now wants you on their own cloud service. You have your iPhone bugging you to upload to their cloud. Google naturally has Google Drive with your Gmail account, and that's pretty helpful. Microsoft has its own with OneDrive. And all these services give you, 5 gigabytes for free, maybe as much as 10 sometimes.
And you very quickly run out of that space, so then you use the next item to upgrade more, and that's where mm-hmm. you have the problem you're in, Linda.
Yeah, I would say the best solution, so you don't go crazy when something really bad does happen and you can't access your computer again and you want to know where my files are, do invest in a portable hard drive, something small you can plug in with a USB, and just keep everything backed up, at least twice mm-hmm. a year. So that way, all those photos, some are here, some are there, they aren't scattered everywhere, and you do have at least one place to go first when your computer crashes, and then the backup drives are helpful as a secondary measure.
Although the backup drives, a lot of times you have to get a wireless one to back up your phone, and I just purchased something yet, haven't installed it yet. It is it's a cloud backup drive that you hook up to mm-hmm. one computer, you plug it into your Ethernet and in your router for like your cable services or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then once that account is set up, any wireless device can just download that app and you can just dump your phone like up to 5 wireless things on this main drive that's kept in the basement. Isn't that a great idea?
That's extremely helpful. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And again, I love your show and all the shows on WGN.
Oh, Linda, thanks. Well. You're very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, and have a great day.
Take care. I didn't know there were 5 different clouds. I'll be honest. Linda impressed me. I don't know what to do with this. Please explain this to me, Bridget, because I'm baffled by this. I think I told you about a month or so ago, a little over a month ago, I got a new TV. And I love it, except when they were selling me on the virtues of this TV as opposed to others, the salesperson said, what's great about this TV is it's got fast capture speed. And I said, oh, I would love to have that, because I didn't know that existed. And I said, what is that exactly? And he said, when things happen on the screen, your TV reads it and then plays it at a faster rate. He goes, do you like hockey? I go, I love hockey. He goes, it'll make a hockey game so much better because it'll read it faster and translate it faster. But the downside is when I'm watching a regular television show, whenever people are moving or doing anything physical, mm-hmm. it happens at twice the speed.
It looks weird.
Yeah.
Like something's off, right?
So you know what I'm talking about. Why is that happening? I don't want that.
I turn that off. That actually is something that is a setting that is great for basketball games, hockey games, like you said, and video games where there's a lot of, fast turning around corners and shooting people.
Right.
And you have to, process it fast, and that way it looks very smooth. So the whole point is that it just looks smoother. But it makes your normal, CSI Miami look really freaking weird.
Bridget, we were watching Golden Girls. I thought one of the ladies was going to tip over. I got scared.
I would say turn it off and then just turn the setting on when there is a big game you want to watch.
All right. I didn't know you could turn it off. How do I have to talk to my alderman? How do I turn it off?
You're going to look for a setting. Every TV is different, so I'm a little hesitant to go, oh, yeah, it's called this.
Oh.
But it is something to do with the frame rate. And sometimes they're called, sports setting or this setting or that, or movie setting. So you want to
check out, you know, what's your preset setting and see if you can fix it.
All right, good. I just need that turned off because I'm getting dizzy. Yeah.
And it would be great to turn to the guide that comes with the TV, although they don't come with it anymore. You have to download the guide online. That is cheap, man.
Yep.
We're not saving a tree. We're adding another problem to our lives. Bridget, thank you so much. CNET senior editor, host of the CNET Update. What do you have coming up today on the CNET Update?
Well, we are talking about how Google is getting into the Uber business of sorts. They own the Waze app, and they're testing out carpooling. Right now, they're only doing a small test in California, but if this succeeds and grows, you know, now you have Google getting into the ride-sharing business and getting into Uber's business.
We're not even going to need cars anymore. Do you realize that?
Nope.
But we still need our computer to get to CNET.com. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thanks.
Thanks, Bridget. All right, a quick break. Steve with the news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.